to download a Dale Radio podcast. You might hear the host, Dale Seaver, discussing how he stumbled upon the Fountain of Youth at a local food show.
The way these people looked, all fresh and vibrant, it really made me think that maybe open-faced ricotta sandwiches and canning is probably the key to the, you know, Fountain of Youth or something. Just a beauty tip, ladies, get into canning.
Or an interview with one of the numerous singers, comedians, and artists living in the area.
You moved here, you got nothing, penniless, just
completely insolvent. I had nothing but a couple records, some old IKEA furniture, and just a hope and a dream, you know? And
nothing but your looks.
Right.
But Dale's main role is that of the local civic booster.
From day one of this podcast, I've been telling you that the Gowanus is where it's at. And slowly but surely, we're just building into a cultural hot zone. It's really the place to be, so don't say you weren't warned.
Dale Seaver is in fact a character created by James Bewley. He is among a number of individuals who are using technology and the community around them to create their own local radio shows. For Bewley, this mix of talk and interviews is a way to record the changes and developments in his neighborhood.
The Gowanus needs a talk show. It needs, needs somebody collecting this information and this activity of what's going on down here at this time, because, you know, sometime the Superfund will come in, and then the condo developers will come in, and the artists will go someplace else. I feel a certain responsibility to kind of document in a way what's happening here.
Bewley says he knows who his audience is, because he's seen them in person.
I like to say they're good-looking people who are fun at parties, but and that's largely true. It is a good-looking group of people. You know, it's mostly friends and, you know, colleagues and the things that listen to it. I know not everybody listens to every single one, although there may be a handful that have actually listened to many and gone to a lot of the live shows.
The number of people downloading podcasts has grown substantially. In 2005, it was estimated at 4.8 million. In 2010, that figure was 42 million. Bewley says that the simplicity of the technology is great for both the podcaster and the audience.
It doesn't require a lot from the listener, too. It's something you can listen to on the subway, or you can listen to on the computer in the background. I think it's a friendly format that I like, and it seemed to work well for it.
Bewley takes me through the process of creating a show. It requires little more than a laptop and a microphone. But first, he says, he needs a pen and paper.
I try to write it out, write out each show.
He then turns to his computer.
We have a MacBook Pro. And with a Dale Radio screensaver that I put on for you. And now I just use GarageBand because I have it set up.
He lines up his theme music and is ready for his 15-minute show. The availability of free music and podcasting software such as GarageBand means that anyone with a Mac and some motivation can create their own podcast. Whether podcasts represent the future of radio is unclear. What is certain is that podcasting offers everyone from the foul banks of the Gowanus to the desert plains of Gambia a chance to listen to what they want, when they want. Kim Chakaneta, Columbia Radio News.